Hi, this is Daniel Johnson, and you're listening to the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast. Episode number 12. The Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast. Book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the 12th episode of this podcast. We've got a great podcast here for you today. This is a very special interview with a young lady who's only 13 years old and is already a published author. And that would be Tate Linders, and she wrote Mystery on the Missing Ship. It's a romance slash mystery slash crime novel about the Titanic and slash historical too, because it's about the Titanic. And she wrote it when she was only 11 years old, and she got it published through a traditional publisher, not self-published, but it's mostly available online. But it's a very, very inspiring and impressive story, and I was lucky enough to hear about her on Twitter. Actually, I started using it more recently again, whereas I used to use it several years ago and kind of haven't been doing it lately, especially since my account got deleted, but that's another story. But I happened to see a tweet about her book and happened to see it and check it out, and that's when I requested to interview her, and luckily she agreed. So we had a great interview, a great conversation here, and how she did it, exactly what it took for her to write and publish this book, and how it happened. So I think you'll really enjoy listening to this, and you can also read the book if you want. It is on Amazon Kindle Unlimited for free, so there's no reason not to check it out if you have Kindle Unlimited. And if you don't have Kindle Unlimited, well, I don't know, I feel bad for you, I guess. But yeah, so check that out. It's like 100 pages or so. As I said in the interview, I mean, it's pretty high on romance, but that's fine. That's what she was trying to do. And you'll probably find it enjoyable to check it out. So definitely listen to this interview, and I'll get right to it. So here is my interview with Tate. All right, everyone, here is Tate. So Tate, would you like to start by telling everybody a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm 13 years old and I live in Seneca, Missouri. I wrote a book when I was 11 and I recently got it published.
Wonderful. So how did you get started writing? Like, did you start at a really young age or what?
Really, I just started when I was in fifth grade.
Okay, so about when you were 10, and what got you started with it?
I really love reading, and so kind of inspired me to start trying to.
Okay, was there any, like, particular book that got you really excited, or?
Yeah, I read this series when I was in fourth grade. They were also about the Titanic, and so I really like those.
Was that Gordon Corman's series or another series?
That sounds familiar. That's probably it.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
Was the trilogy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay. And so then, did you start, like, writing short stories, or did you just go out and write your book?
A lot of assignments for class, especially, like, I would write a whole bunch of short stories for class.
Okay.
And then.
So when you wrote your book, did that start out as an assignment for class, or?
Oh, that was just fun.
Okay. So did you do that, like, during the school year or during the summer, or what made you start on that?
Yeah, I started during the school year whenever I was in fifth grade.
Okay. And so you got the idea to do it because you had read it in this other book, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, because I used to write, I actually got super inspired by the same author, which got me started writing, like, similar stories, which weren't, my own in a way, but they were still fun. So when you started it, what was that process? Like, did you know, like, okay, I'm going to sit down and write a book, or what was that like?
Um, I just started having ideas.
Yeah.
And so I would write them down.
Okay.
As it went.
Yeah, I do that. So do you mean ideas for, like, different plots other than Titanic, or do you mean you started out with that idea and then...
Yeah, I started out with the idea.
Okay, so was it, like, pretty much fully formed in your mind? Or, because I know sometimes when I write, it's, like, comes in pretty much fully formed. Yeah, that's how it worked.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, how many words is it, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. So I can open it right here. Kindle, it's like what and I mean Kindle is like 100 pages or so it's a really good amount if there's like so it's probably at least like what 15,000-20,000 words at least, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so that's a really good amount because you could probably give a lot of hope to a lot of people, because I know when I was 11 and I first started writing, I think I got, like, with my first book, I got started about 30 pages going, and, you know, I started a few different books, but I couldn't really go further than that. So how exactly did you do it? Did you, like, set a specific time each day and just wrote, or what did you do?
Not really. We used to have a whole bunch of breaks in my class whenever I was in fifth grade, and I would always... write during that time.
Okay.
And I would come home and write.
So you wrote a lot by hand then?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you write the whole thing by hand, or did you just transfer it onto the computer as you went along?
Yeah, I wrote the whole thing by hand, then I rewrote it, then I typed it up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you must have good handwriting then. Yeah, I'd be terrified to do that because I could never read it. Did you do, like, research, a lot of research for it, or did you just take your previous reading of the Titanic book?
No, I already knew quite a bit about it. I had to research one thing. It was, like, how many days did the Titanic fail? It was, like, 4. I didn't know that for some reason. That was about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. And then, so how long did this kind of process take you?
Like, a year?
A year, okay. So this was like, so you started at fifth grade and you finished sixth grade. What made you keep going that whole time?
Just the fact that I knew what I wanted to write about and how I wanted it. I knew I wanted to finish it because I had the whole thing already in my head.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I know, like, part of the problem for me used to be, and I think a lot of other kids, like, starting an idea, and then other ideas will just pop in, and then you get working on other stuff, you know, and, you know, you don't finish. So did you ever have that problem where you would get other ideas, or not really?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. So how did you deal with that?
Pretty much tried to involve all the ideas I had. Sometimes I couldn't think of any ideas for what I wanted to be said, and I got stuck.
Yeah.
And that took me a few days to realize what I needed to put down.
Okay. So were you, so did you do a lot of, like, revision and stuff as you went along, or did you just write the first draft and then revise it later?
I had some slots where I, like, had to mark it out, and then I would, like, go back and I'd fix what I said.
Okay.
But pretty much the basic storyline of it was the same.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's something people should be aware of a lot, that especially if you're writing a longer thing like that, then if you're just going along and editing it along the way, which I used to do a lot because my writing would improve so much just by writing that I'd go back and be like, this is terrible, but if you do that, you're never going to finish. So you were writing, like, pretty much every day at this point, or every, how many days a week?
Yeah, about every day.
Okay, every day. And so at that rate, you must have been writing like what, just a couple hundred words a day? So just a little bit every day?
Yeah, just very little every day.
Okay. So how did you do that? Were that like getting super excited and just like rushing through it? Were you just really busy? Or?
I was pretty busy, yeah. Sometimes I get really excited and it would be harder to stop, like, okay. Time to stop. You need to do other things now.
Yeah. So did you ever like stay up late doing it, or were you just disciplined about that?
I don't think I ever stayed up really late doing it.
Okay. So, so did you know then when you started that you were going to get published?
I had no idea. No.
Okay. So how did that kind of take place?
It was actually supposed to be like a Christmas present, and all my friends and family pretty much showed up to this big party as a surprise for me. And my mom had this thing set up, and they all surprised me with like this party, and they gave me these clues and things, and they ended up having my book published.
Wow. So your mom basically set it all up for you then?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know about that, or should I ask her?
You should probably ask her.
That's okay. Okay. I won't think about that. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I work with
the editors. My mom worked with, a lady that edited books, and so she got a hold of her.
Okay.
And she looked at it for me. She's the one that...
Okay, so she worked with a publishing company, and she got it published there?
A lady that... She...
I work with a lady. Her name was Tiffany Tillman. Keep on saying it. I work with a lady.
Okay.
That edits books on the side as part of her other job that she likes to do. She had the contacts for me.
Okay. And then, so was this like a small publisher or what?
Yes. Well, Tiffany's the one that edited the book for me, and then she had two different other contacts. Book Fabulous, I believe, did the cover for her.
Yeah.
As a gift for Tatum. And then there was a lady who did the inside for Tatum with the Titanic in the background and set up the chapter, you know, the pages and all that, how he wanted it to look. So
okay.
They did it all for her as a gift.
Isn't like Redhead Loves Book Company or something like that? Something about Redhead.
No, Tiffany's up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what kind of editing did they do? Just like proofreading or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spelling and punctuation.
Okay. Cool. And so, but what kind of, like, did you self-publish it then, or with this publishing company, or what exactly did you do?
Yeah, the publishing company.
Okay.
They took care of all that. That's,
okay, so you don't.
We didn't have to.
Yeah. That's nice then. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blessing.
Yeah, that's lucky, because I know a lot of other kids who have written books around a similar age who haven't been able to get it published like that. So so is it then in like bookstores and stuff like that?
No.
It's just on Amazon.
They put it in my school library and like my sister's school library.
Okay.
It's on Amazon and Kindle.
Okay. Do you know, like, how well it's sold? Has it sold? So.
I don't know that. No, I don't know how to.
It's sold only...
It's...
A couple hundred copies.
It's only sold a couple hundred copies.
Okay. So...
Around there.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you more specifically about the book, because some of the people who are listening will probably might want to check it out. Okay, so it's a romance, riot, but it's very creative for the Titanic. But I mean, for me, romance isn't my favorite, of course. But
yeah.
So how did you get the idea to do a romance specifically?
I have no idea. That's the kind of books I've always liked.
Okay.
Authors that write about that. I just like books that tie in romance and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So, what's its target audience then? Is it, like, do you consider it more middle grade or young adult or what?
Well, middle grade.
Okay. So, yeah, it seems kind of like a hybrid to me because it has, most middle grades don't have that kind of heavy romance, but then it's like kind of more middle grade length, so it's kind of, but, yeah, I think it's good how, it's cool how they get like married and stuff, because a lot of teenagers will probably be reading that thinking, oh, I really want to do that, at that age, I was thinking though, as I went along, like how it kind of like seemed like it went along so fast. Like, did you do that like on purpose or?
I guess when I first wrote, I wasn't really thinking about it, like how fast it was going.
Yeah.
About.
Okay. Cause I was reading, recently, like how it's the romance in books or like big events like that could be like tied in with other events, which is interesting how you do that kind of with the murder, and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, the only thing I would say maybe a little bit more details, but, other than that's really good. So JN, this character was, I was really curious since I had also read that Titanic trilogy. Was he supposed to be, like, the Jack the Ripper type character?
Everybody always asks me that, like, at school, and I'm like, I don't remember a lot about the book series. I'm like, one kid, the first kid that came up to me goes, well, is that supposed to be Jack the Ripper? I go, who? No, that's not who I had in my mind. No.
Okay, so, yeah, that's interesting, too, because I read, like, it's out a myth Jack the Ripper was on the ship that he actually wasn't. So that's good, I guess, that he didn't have him intended. But so what's the reaction then been like to the book?
A lot of kids in my school have asked me about it, a whole bunch of my family and my friends, things like that.
Yeah. And they all like it?
Yeah, they liked it.
What's it been like for you then? Like, what was it like when you finished writing the book? Did you feel, like, really elated or what?
I was really excited that I finished it because I had never finished any kind of longer story like that.
Right. And then what about when it's been published now and people are reading it? How does that feel?
That feels really good. I was really excited whenever I figured out it was published.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah, so for kids, so you definitely can do it just like she did, just writing a little bit every day. And, you know, because I've heard other people say this too, have written books as kids. Like, it's not anything anybody who's special, it's not anything special or anything like that, because I know myself as a writer, I don't even consider myself that good as a writer when I've been writing books at a young age. And, you know, but it just takes practice and stuff, and really anybody can do it. So it's great that you're an example for that. So do you have any more books planned then?
Yeah, I'm actually working on one right now.
Okay. Do you want to tell us anything about it, or is it top secret?
No, I'll tell you about it. It's actually kind of like a sequel to the first one.
Okay.
Which, because everybody was really confused about the end of the book, and so they're all like, hey, you should write a sequel, so I started.
Okay. How far along are you in that?
Not very far, a few chapters, probably 20 pages into it or so.
Okay. Are you still writing that by hand?
Yeah.
That's cool. When do you think that'll be published?
I don't really know.
Well, to be decided.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. So everybody can go and check out your book then on Amazon, because you can get it for free from Kindle Unlimited. So there's no reason not to check it out. And like I said, the romance is pretty heavy, which may be a good thing for you, or it may not be. So, yeah. So thanks for coming on here to the podcast and talking with us. And hopefully we can be in touch with you in the future for, like, maybe our magazine. You could write some stuff for it, because we're always looking for new writers for a magazine, if you'd be interested in doing that. So, yeah, I could send you some info on that to your email or something. So,
okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
So great, great interview, as you guys all just heard. Thank you, Tate, again for coming on and sharing your inspiring story with us all. I hope you guys found it inspiring as I did, because I get really inspired hearing stories of kids at these kinds of ages writing books like this and getting published. And hopefully it'll be inspiring to a lot of kids out there as well. So, thank you guys for listening, and I'll definitely keep you posted with Tate. Maybe she'll work on her magazine, or can talk about that. I'd love to have her if she wants to, so we might be having some stories from her published, and the third edition will probably be coming out within the next few weeks, so stay tuned for that, and I'll definitely keep you posted on her next book, and I don't know when that's going to come out, maybe several months, who knows. But I'll definitely keep you posted when it does come out. And as always, check our website, readersinrightersparadise.com, for new information and book reviews and all that kind of stuff. And subscribe to this podcast in iTunes if you want. We're finally in iTunes, so definitely subscribe in there if you want to keep abreast with the latest episodes. So thank you guys again, and I'll talk to you later.